Welcome to Authenticated, the podcast with Meredith. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Authenticated. So this morning I'm going to talk to you about temptation and feelings, being led by the word of God and not by your feelings. Because as a Christian, we're led by our by the word of God, not by feelings, right? So the spirit realm will have these. Spirits will come. There's not just one spirit, you know. There's a lot of spirits. A lot of people think there's only one spirit and all's connected to that one spirit. It's not. The restoration to the Father is through Jesus Christ and His Spirit. So as a Christian, you're connected to Jesus Christ, who's connected to the Father. So we stay in the Spirit that way. And temptations will come in the spirit realm to try to tempt you to sin so you can feel all bad about yourself. And what happens is sin might be good for a moment, but later there's shame and condemnation and there's consequences for it. So we learn to discern what's right and what's wrong, what's the word of God and what's not, how we're meant to live as a Christian. And the grace given by God is that there's no, He's taken all the punishment for sin. So yeah, there is no punishment for sin, but because He's taken the punishment, but there are still consequences for sin. If I don't eat right, then I might get, you know, different issues because of that. And if I do things that I shouldn't do, there's going to be issues with that as well. So the problem is that we need to understand that there is a spirit realm that we can't see, but Jesus Christ can. And Jesus Christ leads us through the word of God. So we have the word of God to help us discern what are we sensing, if it's God or if it's not. And when you're learning to walk like that, you suffer and you go through these things and you learn through by coming out of it on the other side. So Jesus is a pioneer. And He pioneered His kingdom into this earth. That makes you a pioneer. You're pioneering it. A lot of people are just like the spearhead of their family, the first people to break through into the spirit to actually walk with Jesus Christ in their household. So you're pioneering a new way of living. So you're learning how to walk out the way of the Lord with the Spirit of God as your grace and as your helper, as your comforter. And the Spirit of God, that's why we seek first the kingdom of God before everything else. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. So then we become righteous and then we're led by Him, by His Spirit, so we're not led astray. So we can hear the Word of God. We can hear the Spirit of God, the promptings of the Spirit, the downloads of the Spirit. And we're led by the Spirit. And that way we can discern what to do so we don't fall into sin, so we don't do the wrong thing. So the Spirit of God will just say, hey, don't do that, hey, don't do this, help you, hey, do this, try this, right? And the Spirit of God will help you. And when sin comes, like the Bible's clear, it says if temptation comes, pray that it's removed, right? So we pray that we're delivered from evil, we pray that we're delivered from the evil one. So when the spirit of lust comes into the spirit and you can feel it, you pray, God, remove this spirit. Get out of here, spirit of lust, right? The Bible says, like, if you feel like it, doesn't mean that's what you do. Because these spirits will come and they trick you in your feelings to make you feel these type of things. And then as soon as you start to agree with it, then you manifest it. You become it. Right? That's why as soon as you agree with Jesus Christ as the Lord and the Holy Spirit as your advocate, as your helper, and you want to be the servant of the Lord Jesus, then you're agreeing with it. So that's what you manifest. You become it. Right? But if you want to agree with other spirits and become other things, then that's what you become. So we have options. We have choices down here. And we have to learn to walk this every single day by making a choice every single day. I'm agreeing with Jesus. I'm agreeing with the Word of God. I'm agreeing with purity. I'm agreeing with holiness. I don't want to go the way of the evil one, because not that, oh, God's going to punish me. The evil one's going to punish me when I'm in His kingdom. When I'm out there in the world of sin and doing that stuff, it has consequences and I feel bad about myself. Right, and it gets harder and harder to make a choice to repent, to come back into the way of the Lord so I can stay pure and clean and I don't get affected by this stuff. It's much easier to say no to sin now rather than go into it and be in it for how many years. So we say no, and when the tempter comes to try to tempt us, we say, Lord, remove this spirit. And we know this because we're trained in the Word of God. We learn the Word of God. So we start to apply the Word of God to our life. You know, it says in Matthew 19:4 that Jesus said to them, even in the beginning, the Creator made male and female. It's in every translation, Matthew 19:4. There's male and female. So if I'm feeling a spirit come on me that tells me I feel like I'm a male, that's a lie. That's a lie. I'm a Christian. I read the Bible. The Bible tells me to believe this, and that's what I believe. That's it. And I agree with that. I'm not going to agree with the doctrine of devils, so then I become one. So then I've got the consequences of it. I inherit that kingdom. No, thank you. That kingdom's terrible. So much pain and suffering in that kingdom. We don't want a part of it. No, thank you. It's a very hard thing to stay in agreement with the Lord every single day when the tempter comes. And it's coming in every form through distractions, through the world, through all these devices to try to get you to come off center. Go left, go right, you know, just to try to hinder your walk so you don't walk into your destiny, so you don't have prosperity, so you don't have good health, so you don't have long life, so your family and your generations aren't catered for and cared for. Right? This is the constant temptation of the evil one, and we need to learn how to stand in authority. Okay? You don't lose your authority because your leader moved or because your leader went down here and now all of a sudden your house isn't covered or something like that. That's not the truth. That's a lie, and you'd know it's a lie if you read the Bible. Or if you went to the Word of God, when the lie comes into your mind and you feel anything that's got condemnation attached to it, go to the Word of God and find a scripture to back you up so you come back into your authority and decree and declare it into your life, because Job says, when I decree a thing, it's established in my life. Amen? So that's what we're doing. We're establishing it in our life. So that's what we walk in. We're not walking in the way of the evil one where we're going to feel all bent over, crippled like daughters of Abraham who haven't been healed and haven't been taught to stand in their authority. We've been given the authority, we've been given the Word of God, so we stand up in that Word of God. And even though the temptation comes, and thus we do fall, you know, and thus we do, things do happen, come into our life, we have grace from the Lord Jesus that washes away our sin, and he covers us in his blood because he paid the price for it. So we don't get punished because of it. The evil one will say, ah, there you go, you're supposed to be a Christian, and then you go, there you go, and making mistakes, and there you go, sinning. And the whole world will get on that bandwagon. The whole world. You have thousands and thousands and thousands of people that'll look at a post and say, oh, they sinned. I thought they were supposed to be a Christian. Or they'll read something the devil wrote on a headline and they'll agree with it. And they'll say, oh, yes, that's what I thought. And they're agreeing with the devil and they don't even know it. Right? You can't pay attention to that stuff. You have to know who you are, and you have to know that you've been given grace and authority to be made clean. Yes, I sinned. Yes, I made mistakes. Yes, that's part of being a human and learning how to walk in this earth. But you have the grace to be able to say, I'm not going to learn. I don't want to do that anymore. God, help me. God, help me. I'm trying my best how to walk in the way of the Lord. I'm not doing it perfectly. He's perfect. He's just helping me walk through like a foreigner in this earth, like a traveler down on this earth, learning how to walk in the way of the Lord. Not that you're perfect. Don't be a Pharisee. And don't let the Pharisees accuse you because you're not perfect. Right? It says that they're whitewashed tombs. They're good at pointing the finger, but they don't know how to walk out this stuff because they have no grace. They want to look good on the outside, but on the inside, whitewashed tombs, right? Where the Lord Jesus doesn't reside inside of their bodies because they haven't received the grace, because they think they're perfect, thus they don't need a savior. They don't need salvation. Amen? That's what it says. We need it. We need a savior. We need it every single day because we make mistakes every single day. Every single day, we don't get it right. But we're trying. We want to serve the Lord. We want our hearts pure. We want to love him. We want our children to grow up right. We want to obey God. We want to keep his commandments. Okay? And yeah, this earth brings distractions. It brings things that, temptations. And it can trick you. But it doesn't mean that you can't go, you can humble yourself and say, I made a mistake. Oh, I didn't use my authority today. Oh, I should have done this, right? Now I've learned, tomorrow I'm going to do it. Tomorrow I'm going to say it. I'm not going to live in the past and feel all condemned and let the devil beat me up because I didn't get it right, like a Pharisee does. I'm going to stand in the grace and say, I've got grace. yeah, it doesn't give me grace to continue to sin, but grace is there when I do and when I fall. And I learn to get back up and I stand on the word of God because I have it until the day I die. And I can learn to walk in my authority, right? By applying it in my life, by decreeing it, by declaring it over my life, over my family. I have the authority, right? You have the authority. You don't have to stand there and say somebody has to cover you and da da da. Yes, it's beautiful. Yes, we have prayer covering. Yes, we have spiritual authority. Yes, we have leadership in the body of Christ. And yes, we have all of that stuff. But we also have to have our own authority. We have to learn how to stand in it ourselves because that's why he gave it to us. Amen? Amen? So we don't fall, we don't feel beat up because of that. You stand back up and you start to apply and decree it in your life and stand up in it. Amen. Stand up in it. All right. That's it. God bless you. Bye.